Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.
Looking ahead to mark the Feast of the Assumption, which falls each year on the 15th of August, some very special notes for a musical comment on the fourth glorious mystery of the Rosary. That's with Monsignor Philip Whitmore.
Assumpta est Maria in cenem,
Assumpta est Maria. Mary has been assumed into heaven. The angels rejoice. They sing for joy and praise the Lord. This is what we celebrate in the fourth glorious mystery of the Rosary. Christian art loves to depict the scene with Mary borne aloft by angels, while the disciples gasp with astonishment from earth below. And any text about rising to heaven is a gift for a composer. Listen to the joyful, surging scales in Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina's motet, Assumpta est Maria. Palestrina's music has always been held up as a model of the most perfect form of Renaissance polyphony. He became something of a legendary figure in the 19th century among those who wanted to revive the sacred choral style of the 16th century. It's easy to see why. The classical purity of this intricate interweaving of voices seems to evoke the perfection of a bygone age, and at the same time, the glory of the world to come. For those of us living in Rome, the name Palestrina has a local ring because it's the name of a small town a short distance away, a good place to go for a day out of the city. Pope Julius III had been the Bishop of Palestrina before he was elected to the papacy, and when he moved to Rome, he brought with him his former cathedral organist, Giovanni Pierluigi. Unlike many Roman composers of the time, Palestrina was not a cleric. He was married with a family. In fact, an exception was made for him to sing in the Cappella Sistina, normally open only to celibates. He did consider entering the priesthood after his first wife died, but it was not to be, and in due course he married for a second time. The doctrine of Our Lady's Assumption has a long history, even though it was only in 1950 that it was solemnly defined as a dogma of faith by Pope Pius XII. It has a particularly venerable tradition in the Eastern churches. St. John Damascene, for example, wrote beautifully about the mystery. In the East, it's normally referred to as the Dormition of Our Lady. Let's listen now to a musical meditation on this theme for the unusual combination of string quartet and handbells, written by the living English composer John Taverner, himself a member of the Orthodox Church. It's called The Last Sleep of the Virgin. Mysticism, evoked through the simplest of means, is characteristic of John Taverner. His music is deeply religious, and it often achieves its effect through constant repetition, almost like a musical mantra. That makes it seem particularly appropriate for a meditation on the Rosary. Thank you. I'd like to finish with one of Taverner's most important works to date. The Protecting Veil, written in 1988, is a piece for solo cello and string orchestra based on a vision of Our Lady sheltering the beleaguered Christians beneath her all-encompassing veil. In the composer's own words, the Mother of God is represented by the cello and never stops singing throughout. The accompanying string music is a gigantic extension of her unending song. We've been listening to a passage from the sixth movement, entitled The Dormition of the Mother of God. And let's allow ourselves, as we listen, to be transported into contemplation of that great and glorious mystery.
Monsignor Philip Whitmore is a music historian currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.